Hello and welcome back to the Fantasy Footy Brains podcast. I'm your host, Daniel DeSalvatore, and as always, joined by Josh Halliday. Josh, round nine just completed. We see the team lists, all the carnage from injuries, plenty of new faces. I guess before we get into all that, how did your team go?
Yeah, big going on this week, isn't there, Daniel? Some new faces, some new names to pronounce, some new trappings for the eyes. But no, it's been a bit of a weird week. I feel like I'm just breaking even every week. So hopefully we get some, good chat on this podcast so we can help some people climb up those ranks.
Yeah, and I guess, my team definitely struggled last week. I know a lot of people had, I spoke about it with Jacinta on Monday, the likes of, your Sam Hughes, your Jamin Sammons, your Pia Corras, all those kind of mid players that just didn't really score, but that's okay. We got brand new faces. Yeah, exactly. Waddell just absolutely crap in the bed, unfortunately. He had an absolute shocker as well. So many missed tackles, but less said about that, the better. Let's move on to the elephant in the room this week, which is just all the new players that have been jumping into these team lists. I want to get your opinion on them. We'll start with Suafa'alongo because he's obviously played a lot of games. Well, not a lot of games, but he's played games before for the Storm. He had a bit of a debut last year and he played last week from the wing. What's your outlook on him coming into this round?
I'm pretty keen on him, honestly. I think he's one of those ones you could probably wait a week on, but I think he's got so much buzz around him and, he's kind of being touted as this next generational talent. You look at kind of the history of Storm and their fullbacks that they've brought in, guys like Drinkwater and him, and well, even like kind of Hughes and, Slater, et cetera.
Yeah.
Pappenhausen, yeah. That is like all worldly. So I'm pretty keen on him, but it looks like he went down last week in price. So I think, and he plays the Sharks this week. So I think you'd probably give him a week if you wanted to as well. So.
Yeah, the good news is he's got some tenure, right? Like, he's going to be there for 6 weeks because of Pappenhausen's injury. So, like you said, giving him a week, you're not going to really miss out on too much because he does have not a high break even, but, 30-odd break even is still not going to mean that if he gets a 50, he goes up a huge amount by any means. Like, because he is quite expensive because of the game that he played last year as well.
I think one good thing you can do with him potentially as well, a decent amount of folks are running with Armstrong, but maybe they want to chuck him in their 17s. You can kind of loop with Armstrong if he goes well. Maybe you don't sell Pappy this week and give Falongo another week. And if he does play, crap, that you can go a week early, Pappy to Falongo.
Yep.
As well, which is probably what I'll do.
Yeah, not a bad shout. What about some of these other guys? So the halfback at the Broncos, Josh Rogers, he'll be there for a good stint at the moment. Well, we don't really know, right? They've got so many players that they could put in that halfback spot that you don't really know how long Rogers is going to be there at the moment. What are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, that was going to be a question I had for you as well, is how long do we think Jock Madden is out? Because you think he comes straight back in whenever he is good to go, but I don't know. I think he's in the probably give a week category anyway. He's cheap, but yeah, it's just that uncertainty, isn't it? He could be out of this team next week.
Yeah, so I think Jock Madden, did he do a pec or was it a shoulder? I'm trying to remember exactly
actually,
what it was.
Now I'm thinking about NRL physio. I think it's a rib.
Rib, okay. So it might be one of those niggling ones that kind of just keeps him out for, it's week to week, really. Just keeps him out for longer and longer, depending on how severe the pain is, really, because it's just a pain management issue, most of those rib injuries.
It's like a high rib. And, I guess I didn't realize this, but your first and second rib are almost up near your collarbone. That's why it looks like a kind of pec when he was in the tackle, I guess.
Yeah, right.
I'm not really sure how long that'll keep him out for.
Yeah, could be back next week, could be 3 weeks from now. Yeah. I was just looking actually at some of their for Josh Rogers, Queensland Cup, but for Falongo, he's in New South Wales Cup. Falongo has averaged in the three games he's played 56.7. So yeah, he's nice. Got a pretty good average coming into the NRL, and now playing fullback for this Storm outfit looks pretty good. Josh Rogers, he's played 7 games in Queensland Cup and averages 48.9. So he actually, like, if Rogers got an extended stint, I'd be keen to jump on him. But like you said, with Jock Madden around the corner, can chuck Billy Walters in there. You know, there's lots of different things that can happen for this Broncos team. So it's one that you unfortunately probably have to avoid in Rogers. But the other one at South Sydney, because of their injuries, Dion Teupa. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. He's played 5 games in New South Wales Cup, only averages 33. So he's come in obviously basement price. So if he does average 33, would be okay. But what are your thoughts on him?
I think it might be someone we jump on at some point. Just he's 230K. He's going to go up in price. We can go down in price, but it'd be pretty hard for him to. It's just going to be, he's one of those ones probably that you won't feel that confident having him in year 17. So hopefully he turns into kind of the new Lockie Galvin for us, but probably optimistic thinking given how average the Rabbitohs have been. So interested to see how he goes this week, though, because if he gets, I don't know, like a 40 or something first game where he's getting a lot of kick meters, be a very serious consideration.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically we've come to the conclusion that they're all wait a week, except you might be keen to pull the trigger on Farlongo this week, depending on how risky you want to how risky you want to play it, really. That's the
situation where you needed to go down to just say you wanted to go down to someone to, I don't know, upgrade to a Crichton if you haven't got him, or if you wanted to go up to a Hines or something if you haven't got him, who would be your next best option, you think, after Farlongo?
Probably go Teupa, just because if he's probably got tenure there. Most likely he's in that team. The only thing I could see is if he does have a rough game or two coming into the team, they could move Whiten into 5'8 and put Cody Walker at halfback or something like that. Because, both the Broncos and the Bunnies can do that. They can move some players around. They just don't have, at the moment, the Bunnies and, like, a specialist halfback at all. And they've got to dig into New South Wales Cup to get one. So they obviously don't want to play Walker there. And Whiten, they've stuck to having him at centre. So this kid hopefully has at least a game or two. But if I had to risk it, I'm probably going him over Rogers, just because, Madden most likely comes straight back into the team. Righto. Anything else on those? I think that's all the juniors anyway. I don't think there's any other ones that I've missed. I guess we could talk about Talis Duncan, but he's not even named. He's on the bench. So we'll leave that one. He's just let him be for a week and we'll come back to him hopefully next week.
Yeah, there's going to be some value here, I think, in this Rabbits pack, but hard to see where it's going to be. Maybe it's in Havili even. He's shown in the past he can score some decent points, but hopefully it's Talis Duncan, because he looked really good back in the last year.
Let's just give him a week and we'll see how they pan out next week. Okay, let's have a look at trades going on at the moment. Obviously, most people have been just burning through trades, and the injuries that came through in round 9 have not helped us at all. It means that we probably have to spend 2 or 3 this week as well, because pretty much everyone had Pappenhausen. There's a few that had Murray. There'll be a few that had Arthurs as well. All these injuries are going to hurt some teams. What do you think trade-wise you should have at the moment in terms of numbers?
Ideally, you're still in the 20s, but I think that's probably wishful thinking for folks. I think a lot of people are running those high teens or even mid-teens, which I think if you're running mid-teens now, you're probably starting to really think about things, because there's going to be some kind of max trade weeks coming up, you think, with round 13. People probably scrambling for a team, depending on how Origin goes and who gets selected for that. Usually that round 14 is pretty tricky as well. So I think just kind of keep those things in the back of your mind. If you don't have to make trades this week, maybe this is the week where you try and play a bit more conservative and hold them Most of us will have, you know, 17 plus and won't need to make trades to get 17 green dots. So maybe this is the week where you can use Pappenhausen as like a loop option or things like that. A lot of people probably going to jump on Weeks next week as well, given he had a pretty good score last week. So I don't know. I think just keep those things in your back of your mind. If you're going mid-teens in trades, I'd probably be having a think.
Yeah, I think if you've spent every trade you've had since the start of the season, you'll probably be on 15 this week. So you can only be as low as 15. I'm on 17, so I'm not doing great. What are you? Are you 19, 20 odd?
Yeah, I'm 18 if I make two trades this week, which
yeah,
I'm considering, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough week, and it's definitely going to be even tougher come Origin, unfortunately. Yeah, so if you can conserve some leading up to, that's ideal. But what do you reckon we need to have, I guess, going into round 13? Probably don't want any less than 10 for sure, but you probably want to be closer to 14, 15, really.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, yeah, conserve. Conserve while you can. Righto, let's move to buy, hold, sells. It's a pretty glum week, to be honest, for buys. I didn't really have a ton that I was super confident in, but there's one or two that I'm pretty happy to bring in this week, but I'll get your opinion first before I jump on mine.
Yeah, I think just the ones we've kind of rattled off in recent weeks, a lot of them are still solid buys. We're talking about like your Pluths, your Jolliffs, your Johnny Bateman's, who had another good score on the weekend as well. I think they're still decent upgrade options.
Oh, actually, just to touch on Bateman, he has been named in the back row this week.
Yeah,
Papali'i, I saw that. Yeah, that lock.
Personally, doesn't really scare me off Johnny. I think he's still going to be all right there. But I guess if you don't have him, maybe give him another week and just double check that he's still getting those good scores and bulk tackles. Because that's what he seems to be doing, I guess, in a lot of tackles. If he's not in the middle, maybe well, that's going to lessen. So yeah, that's maybe a good shout. Just give Johnny another week. But I think I'm decently happy with Plath and Jolliffe as upgrades. Yep. So in the buy, hold, sell post, you had guys like Teddy. Teddy, I'm a little bit more hesitant on than you are, probably. I just think with Origin now, he's getting too close to Origin to bring some of these guys in. I think you can make exception for the guys that can go 100 plus, like your Clearys and Hineses that might make Origin, but I'm just not sure if he's got 100 plus in him still, Teddy. I don't know. It's a little bit on the line for me. I think guys like Reece Walsh as well, now he's got goal kicking, they're pretty tempting options, but I'm starting to think about trades a little bit more now, reconserving them. So talk us through your thought process with guys like Tedesco and Reece Walsh, righto, mate.
Let me put my tinfoil hat on real quick.
Okay, here we go.
Righto, Tedesco. Now, Origin. No more Freddy. We've got Madge coming in. Do you think Madge will stick to the course and bring in the exact same players or close to the same players as last season based on our form? Probably not, right? Like, surely he's going to want to change things up. Edwards has been absolutely killer for the last couple of seasons. And I think it's going to come down to the next couple of weeks between Edwards and Teddy, who actually does get picked. I think Teddy's pretty much the incumbent and should get picked, but knowing what Madge is like, he's probably going to pick it based on form and who's playing well coming into the game. And if Teddy has a couple of rough ones, I can easily see Edwards going in and being the number one for game one. But it's going to be a wait and see, I think. So I'm willing to take the risk on Teddy because he's sub 600K and knowing how consistent of a score. Well, not he hasn't been the best, most consistent player, but he's definitely scored in the 60, 70 pluses on his day. And picking him up for under 600K is just an absolute steal, as it would be for any of these fullbacks that dip below 600. Like when Walsh, he was over 600 and people were still like, yep, that's cheap, get him in. But I'd say Tedesco is probably a better scorer than Walsh on most days as well. So if you can pick up any of these winger fullbacks for under 600, you're going to do it. So I think it's worth the risk to go Teddy now. Walsh, I would still risk bringing him in as well. Just the goal kicking itself. Like, the Broncos are going to score enough points that Walsh gets an extra at least 6 points from goal kicking a week. So, yeah, I think it's worth it. Walsh will definitely play Origin, I think. I don't think anyone's going to take that off him, and because Ponga's injured. But I still think it's worth bringing in Walsh just because he's cheap.
Fair enough. Yeah, we always say this about Teddy: when he dips below 600k, it's time to jump on. But yeah, I think that's a biased choice, whether you're willing to go him at this point or if you're gonna wait.
It's a risk.
Not that highly owned as well, so maybe a little bit of a pod play too, just before Origin. He's trying to, even if he, you know, does get selected, he's, as you said, it's gonna be pretty close, I guess, which way they go, if they go with him or, I think they do go with Teddy. That's my gut feeling. But you think he has to play well over these next couple of weeks, which is going to benefit your team anyway. So,
yeah. Either way, if he plays poorly, he doesn't get selected for Origin, you have an extra number for 13. If he plays well, you get all the scores from in the lead up to Origin anyway. So I think it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah, fair enough.
Obviously not great if he does get selected, but anyway. Sorry, yeah. Anyway. Other buys. Garrick is probably my... I know you hate when I say must have, but I feel like Garrick is pretty close to a must have coming into Origin. Just thinking ahead and thinking Turbo will be in that team somewhere, whether it's on the centers, in the centers, in on a wing, whatever. He will go to fullback most likely for Manly, and when he's at fullback, we know he scores 50, 60 plus every week. So yeah, I'm just get on Garrick, I think, this week. It's the last chance you'll have, because he will be very expensive next week. I've got a feeling he's going to go big against the Dolphins as well. Because the Dolphins, even though they've been winning games, have been conceding points. So I've got a feeling Garrick's going to get another try in this one and probably score 50 plus. So yeah, get on Garrick while you can now. He's basically like Joey Manu when it comes into Origin period, Garrick. Like, he generally, you know, for Manu, Teddy gets selected, Manu moves to fullback, and then he's a gun. Same thing happens for Garrick when Turbo goes into Origin. So yeah, Garrick is my other buy for sure.
Yeah, don't mind that shout, yeah, because he will probably play some fullback over this next couple of weeks. Has had some currently, like, you know, looking at his last two scores, he's got two doubles in a row. Okay, I don't think you can really expect him to be getting like 83s.
Oh,
those,
yeah,
like, yeah, high 50s, 60s when he gets the try, I think are very attainable. And if Manly hits some form and he can kick more than two goals in a game, you're cheering.
And that's the thing. He's got goal kicking as well. Those base stats, same thing we're talking about. I was just talking about with Walsh. Like, it's just bonus points, really. Like, you can't really not get those in your team. Like, when you've got someone that's kicking and also scores well, it's excellent. You just love it.
Poor man's KO Weeks.
Oh God, I'm so happy I picked him up last week. Hate that he's on the bye this week.
Yeah. And that's probably one to, like, think of as well. Like, a lot of people are trading winger fullbacks this week because Pappenhausen injury. You might not have to, given we've got Weeks next week as well. So if you've got two other fullbacks, I don't hate playing an Armstrong this week. He plays the Tigers. You know, probably should have a pretty good score. Like, I'd imagine he gets, you know, high 30s, jags some attacking stats. I think you can run with him this week and then plug Weeks in that position next week as well.
Yeah, rate that. What about your holds, Josh? Who are you telling people to hold on to for another week?
Yeah, Jaden Brayley in there on the post. I like that shout. I think these Bulldogs guys, your Salmon and Hughes, I think they're both still holds for me as well.
Salmon was so close to being a sell this week until he got upgraded. It was on a 20-something until the last day.
Still, yeah, just kind of like plugs along and finds some bonus stats in there. Whoever's doing the update score maybe has Salmon in his team. But I'm hoping that I can hold those guys until round 13 and 14, just the extra numbers. Then who else? I think it's just some of these other Origin guys. I don't think you need to sell them yet. We saw what guys like Cotter did over the weekend.
Yep.
people are trying to cement their claim for Origin. People like Tommy Turbo as well, if he's in your team. Don't think you have to jump off these guys just yet. I'd be waiting as close as you can until round 13. Double check that they've got that Origin spot or whatever, and then move them on versus, you know, missing out on a couple of scores this week. You never know with injuries and stuff like that what can happen. So I'd just be, yeah, kind of waiting to the last moment to trade them out.
Yep. Yeah, fair. I've got a few questions from people and definitely comments on the buy, hold, sell post around Pia Cora and people asking why I keep saying that he's a hold. I know my position with Pia Cora. I know you sold him, but Oh, you ended up holding him. Okay.
Yeah,
you've talked me into it. Yeah,
one of the many things you've talked me into, and it's backfired this year, so thanks a lot, mate.
Mate, he's going to come good. He'll come good.
By Jaden Brayley, he'll play 80 minutes.
He'll... Pia Cora, give him some time.
By Corey Waddell.
Mate, maybe I should just stop talking and just let you run this.
I think so, yeah.
Maybe I need to go off your recommendations more than mine. Oh, God. I reckon Pia Cora, give him some time. He's going to turn out like Jordan Rickey, hopefully averaging around the low 40s mark. And, yeah, that should see his price rise up to about 550-odd K. But you might just have to wait till, you know, round 20 for that to happen at this point in time.
Yeah, he's turned into a bit of a slow burn, which is annoying, but I'm still happy to roll with him. I think, too, people forget that the Broncos game was weird as this week. Like, he was playing on the wing at one point.
Yeah.
Pia Cora. So I think that's probably more why he's in the 20s this week. I think more, you know, his other scores when he's been playing 80 on an edge have been fine enough, I think, and, you know, a serviceable. He's been getting, yeah, like, well, his other one game where he's played 80 minutes, he's got a 40. So he just hasn't really had the chance to play big minutes. And he's played teams like, yeah, the Panthers and the Roosters. And I think good times are ahead. If you've held him this long, I'd be sticking true.
Absolutely. Keep him in for sure. Just might need to loop him here and there rather than play him.
Yeah. I betcha.
Righto, sells, Josh. Times. Yeah.
I think even though last week I was yahooing around the house when he crossed over for a double, I think it might be time to get rid of May this week if he didn't last week. I was cautiously optimistic because he played that whole second half in the game last week, but now that I've got a few of the troops back, Weir Hargreaves, Spencer Leonu is back as well this week for the Roosters, I just think he's not going to get the minutes to keep pumping out these big scores. So I think I've got to flick him this week.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm not sure if you've seen that video of Brendan Smith and Terrell May.
That was great.
Yeah. Talking about, you know, giving the finger to everyone that sold them. Brendan Smith made sense. He was like, yep, scored another poor one this week, so I understand. But yeah, May was a bit more like, what are you doing? Come on, you're better than that. In that video,
I rate that chat, honestly. The more we get players talking about their fantasy scores, the better.
Absolutely. I reckon we should see more of that. I'm happy to cop that on the chin, to be honest, because that's quality content for sure. Would love to see more of that in the sheds.
Yeah, my wife was like, why are you screaming at the computer at, you know, it was like 5 a.m. we're getting up for a fly. I was like, oh, well, yeah, May just scored another try, and now he's going to be over 60. And I was trying to explain the context, went right over the head, but I was, yeah, it was a nice little moment, but it's definitely an anomaly for a bench prop to come on and score two tries. I wonder what he would have been paying on Sportsbet or one of those for two tries off the bench.
Yeah.
The only other thing. Sorry, you go.
Sorry, I was just going to say, it's pretty crazy that he's gone this whole season without scoring a try. And then the one week where everyone sold him, he goes ahead and scores a double off the bench.
I know.
That's crazy. Anyway, sorry, you go on.
I was going to say, the only thing that'll make me question my decision is if Weir Hargreaves is laid out again this week.
Ah, yep.
But, yeah, I guess monitor team lists. When do the Roosters play? They play like one of the later games into the round, so we probably won't know until...
They play Sunday.
They yeah.
play the very last day.
Probably won't know. Although, I think one of the best options to bring him in for is Fanua Blake. You did it last week. I think that's the way I'm looking if I am to jump off him. And they play as well on the Sunday night. So if you've got the cash to do it, you can maybe do that if you're in that position.
Yep. Love that move. Any other sells?
Just, I guess, the injured dudes. We got Pappenhausen, obviously. Adam Reynolds.
Yeah. Cam Murray, Jesse Arthurs.
Cam Murray, Jesse Arthurs. Jesse Arthurs, to his credit, kept plugging away. Like, maybe he wasn't a sell like we all predicted all those weeks ago, but
yeah,
I think he definitely is. Or actually, what injury did he have again? I can't remember.
He had a facial fracture, and I think he had surgery because he went off to hospital straight after.
Yeah.
So he had surgery.
Yeah, it was like a 6 to 8 or something like that. So I think you've got to jump off.
Yep. Good timing, though.
Yeah.
I'm still surprised that he made that much cash. That is, impressive. I'm happy to be proven wrong about Arthurs. He did well.
Yeah.
Righto. Outside of the sells, I guess we kind of already touched on how most of these like juniors, these rookie players are probably, give them another week. But is there anyone else you're thinking that's coming to the team that you're probably going to give another week and just have a look in to see how they go before jumping on?
I guess we mentioned a few guys like Johnny Bateman. Now that he's got the position change, maybe giving him another week. I guess while we're on it, I guess I wanted to say we got some news today that Hammer was coming back probably next week for the Dolphins. So I think people maybe were thinking about Trey Fuller. I think if I was, I wouldn't be considering Trey Fuller now. I think he probably missed too many price rises. And if Hammer is coming back next week, I think he can just avoid him. I'm not sure if it's worth that trade now. Apart from that, man, I can't think of any others off the top of my head. Have you got any?
No, you pretty much covered them. I think I really like Brimson as a buy, but there's always the concern about Campbell coming back and taking that fullback spot for him. I wouldn't say wait another week on him, though. Like, if Brimson, like the way the Titans are playing, Brimson's been so good at fullback that you can probably pick him up, and I still think he'll do a serviceable job, even if he does move around a little bit. But it might be another one to just be a bit cautious of. But I think, just the guys we've already spoken about, like the Rogers, the Tiupas and the Sewers, just avoid those maybe for one more week. I think maybe Talungi as well. If you don't have him, if you've held, by the way, I called it 3 weeks ago. Thank you. If you have Talungi, you're holding him now, but if you don't have him, you're probably going to give him another week, see how he goes at fullback, and then jump on if he does play well, because Gutho's out for another 4 weeks. So, I think if you don't have Talungi, give him a look in. If you do, congratulations for holding him for so long.
I guess, actually, I did want to touch on one other player. What are your thoughts on Ryan Madison? Starting edge, got the Carney Party there on the bench. Do you think it's a situation where Madison plays like first half on edge and then rotates into the middle at some point, but he's playing those high 50s, 60s minutes?
Yes, I think that is a potential. But the problem is, if Cartwright's fully fit, most likely he starts at 12 and Madison moves back to the bench. So I think Madison in draft, he'll be perfect this week. He's a great play because he's going to score very well, because I think he will come through the middle once Cardi comes on. But thinking long-term for Classic, most likely Cartwright moves back into that edge spot. Madison moves back to the bench. Now, in the past, that hasn't been too bad for Madison playing from the bench. Generally, still gets, 50-odd minutes and plays well. But given this season so far for Parramatta and given what Madison has scored so far this season in that same role, I think I'd be avoiding him for now.
Yeah, he's been very average. But his minutes have also been under 40 a lot of these weeks. I think that has to change probably going forward. He's one of their best.
Yeah.
I also think Hopgood is going to be selected for Origin now. They're missing guys like Horsbrough. Don't think they're going to go guys like Mo Fodawaker. So I think he has to be in there somewhere. Hopgood, which if Maddo's playing some bigger minutes those weeks when Hopgood's out as well, I think that's a strong possibility.
Yeah, it opens the door for him, absolutely. But yeah, until we get more news on that, I'd be a bit more cautious than overzealous.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you get on Maddo and he brains it, like, yeah, good on you. That's a huge risk that you're taking. Righto, pods. Have you thought about any pod players that you were going to jump on?
I guess he was probably one of them that I was really thinking about. Maddo, just he's, not that highly owned. Brimson as well, you mentioned earlier, he's one that's low owned as well, should get that, I think they're going to keep him fullback. Like, there's been so much kind of talk about it. It's like, oh, look what happens when you put him in at fullback. He plays well because he is a fullback. It's been a lot of that chat, at least I've seen around on social. So I think they'll keep him there. We've still got a few guys that are plugging along nicely, like your Sean Blaws. I think he's still a decent option. He's under 10% owned as well. Ewan Aiken, I was really impressed to see that when Lemuelo was playing last week, he didn't sub Ewan Aiken. They seemed to sub off Kafusi, and there was even some chat I saw today about Kafusi playing lock a little bit as well. Sorry, not lock, prop. Like when maybe Lemuelo comes, they rotate him through the middle like they were doing with Kenny Bromwich last year. So
yeah, I was going to say, because Kenny Bromwich really is now back into the team as well this week. So that's another potential obstacle to Aitken getting 80 minutes as well. So I really like Aitken as a buy. Like, he's going to be the best center to have if he can maintain 80 minutes on an edge, as he has been for some previous seasons. But there's so many different players that can take that spot from him and different rotations that can force him to the bench that it's so risky to jump on him at the moment at his price.
Yeah. I kind of agree.
You're paying 700K. Overs. That's huge.
Yeah. I think he can be kind of an upgrade target we look to towards the back end of the year after. He's going to be a really nice number over this Origin period. So I guess if you have the money, and it just really shores up a position for you too with center, usually a bit of a dumpster fire. But yeah, I do get your point there. I was really interested in Scott Drinkwater as well. I think he's a decent chance or decent shout this week as like a pot option. We saw what he did last year. He had a pretty good score on the weekend. He's one I'm thinking about as well, as people are trying to figure out what to do with Pappenhausen most likely.
Yeah, especially against the Titans this week. Could be a big one for Drinky. You know who I have as a bit of a pod?
Go on.
Kieran Foran. Now, we spoke about him, a month ago when Boyd got dropped? And he had that game against Canberra where he had all the kick meters and basically controlled the team. What is the likelihood that he remains the halfback for the next 6 weeks while Boyd is out with his injury, his wrist injury? Is it wrist? I think it was wrist, yeah.
Yeah, do we know how long he's out for, Boyd?
It's been apparently 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Yeah, he did get like a 70 basically in kick meters one week there. Titans are going to be probably... who are they losing with Origin? Probably just Fafita. Missing anyone else who they're going to... So maybe they're not going to be too under strength, but I don't know. He's just got a single digit score in him as well. Is it worth it for this? For this little period, potentially, that's a kind of buy beware, mate. I'd say, like, it's a risky option, but it could pay off if you're that way inclined. Like, Kieran Foran loves a come off first half with a niggle injury. Like, a car for hammy, whatever he wants to do, he's shown that in the past. But he should have that kind of consistency with the kick meters, which will help. If he's playing the minutes, should be all right.
Yeah, if he can stay on the field and keep kicking the ball, I think he's got plenty of cash to make. But that's a big if when we're talking about Kieran Foran. So, yeah, one with its own risks, but that's why he's a pod, right? They're always going to have risks pods. Otherwise, everyone would have them.
That's true.
Righto. Let's look at some fan questions now. As always, if you want to submit a fan question, head to our Instagram page at footybrainspod every week, and we'll put up a story to collect all your questions, and then we'll answer them right now on the pod. First question from Jay. Strange and Bostock, sell or hold?
I think Bostock's got to go now. I'd be looking to move him on. Had, what, a teen score over the weekend, I think. So
yeah, 14 odds. Yeah.
His price has stopped. Like, he's not going to go up anymore in price, probably. He's probably now starting to make that trajectory down in price a little bit. Now he'll have a decent break even. I think you can jump off him pretty comfortably. Or, you know, people probably can, even if you want, you can go a week early, get KO Weeks this week, use him for a loop option.
Oh, yeah.
Don't hate that move if you want to do that. But yeah, I think you should jump off him. And then, sorry, who was the other player? You said Strange?
Strange, yeah.
Strange is a bit of a weird one. I jumped off him last week. It was kind of a last-minute decision, but I think he's a fine hold. He had a decent score on the weekend. I think the thing about him that is the most appealing to me, he's got a really nice kind of positional face. Like, he's got standard half. It's going to be two positions that are probably tough to cover over the next, you know, month or so with buyers and Origin and all that. So I think there's some merit into holding him for that reason. It's been plugging along. We don't have a lot of, I guess, data with him in weeks. What are going to be the kind of patterns moving forward, whether he's going to do any more of the kicking or things like that. So I think in 35, it's not killing you. I think you're holding him is a fine option.
Yeah, I mean, if he can keep scoring in the 30s, I think he's fine to hold there. Even if he stagnates in price, he's just that extra number, like you said. Good to have.
Sure.
Next question from Kalani. What to do with Waddell?
I think he's a hold too. Like, they haven't got a lot of depth in the edge position. They play the Dolphins this week. Hopefully he can kind of jag a try or something. But it's more of a hold and hope, I guess, for me.
Yeah. He's been, as long as he doesn't miss any tackles, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah. I think you can roll with him. Maybe he's one. He plays that early game this week, so maybe he's one you can use as your loop. That's probably what I'm going to try and do with him this week. Yeah. Put in your Crichtons and your whoever else is this week. Well, I guess a lot of people, I'm playing him in my mids.
Yeah, I'm probably going to play Sam Hughes average this week and Luke Waddell. That's probably what I'm thinking. I don't know about you.
Okay, not a bad shout. Yeah, that was going to be my next question, whether you play Sam or Hughes over him.
Maybe, I think Hughes has finally passed the point that I think Hughes is probably safer in scoring a high 30s, 40 than Salmon is at the moment, just because Preston is back on the bench.
Yeah, that's a good shout too. He's got that good PPM Hughes. Even when he's not getting a lot of minutes, but he's 12 points in tackle breaks though last week against the Tigers. That'll be harder to do this week against the Panthers.
Yeah, it's, for sure.
You're kind of flipping coins, I feel like, with some of these players. That almost makes me feel more confident in locking in Waddell and hoping he goes better against the Dolphins, just that tough matchup against the Panthers.
Yeah, not a bad shout, actually. Might have to reconsider that. Next question from Matisse. Is Luke Garner a potential buy?
I guess Lee Martin will be out for a bit with Origin, but I don't really think so. Like, he had a good score on the weekend, but he's got a short window of relevance, I think. I'd be looking elsewhere with guys like, yeah, your Batemans, Blaws, etc.
Yeah, I agree. Garner's not really a buy, but I've just had a look at the Panthers' schedule, and it's actually, like, if they don't play Origin, the Panthers' schedule is actually quite good. Play both round 13 and 14. Do miss 16 and 19, but do play a lot of games post game one. So I don't hate the Panthers' players at the moment, which kind of actually leads into the next question, which is from Jesse. Is it worth trading out Salmon or Strange to get in Taylan May?
I don't know. He had a good score on the weekend, but he's been inconsistent as well. You think having Cleary helps him? We kind of alluded to that a couple of weeks ago as well. But yeah, Panthers, they're looking good. I don't hate the shout going Taylor May. Like, he's got that jewel too, which is really handy. Going to be a nice number over these buys. But yeah, I guess if you go in Taylor May, you forego in some of those other opinions that we've talked about that we also like Farlongos, your Brimsons, your Teddies, your Walshes. So I guess it's kind of like a personal preference.
Yeah, I do like Taylan May, but I think I'd prefer to wait a few weeks and go Tungal once he bottoms out, because Tungal is suspended for a week, so he misses this round, but he'll play next week. And his price is just nosediving at the moment. Has a break even of 78. After being sin-binned and only managing 14 last week. He's had two consecutive scores in the teens. So, yeah, he's dropping in price. And for a guy that, you know, averaged in the high 50s, I think he's worth jumping on in a few weeks' time once he bottoms out.
Yeah, good shout.
Keep an eye on him for sure.
14 with a try, you don't see that a lot.
Yeah, that's rare to see. I think he was on negative 12 at one point. It was almost going to be one of the lowest scoring fantasy players ever, but recovered. Next question from Joel. Ruben Garrick or Dylan Edwards? Can only choose one.
I think I'd be leaning Garrick just with the potential of origin for Edwards there.
Yeah, fair. A question from Chris. With Randall moving into the halves, is Verrills a potential buy?
Oh, it's a pretty gross one. I don't know. Like, I just think they're changing this team a decent amount. I don't know. Is Chris Randall going to stay there next week? Not really sure. I think I'd be giving Verrills a week before jumping on.
Yeah, I mean, they have Kinney on the bench. So I think at some point, Kinney comes on at fullback. Brimo moves to the halves and Randall maybe spells Verrills at hooker. I mean, it's a very roundabout way to, you know, do it, but that's always a potential. Also, Aaron Clark can play a bit of hooker. I don't think Verrills is there to play 80 in this team. I've got a feeling Randall will probably spell him at some point, or Aaron Clark will.
Yeah, worth keeping on the radar, though. 56 points last week, so
yeah,
could go up in price if he's getting those minutes.
Definitely give it a week, but yeah, keep an eye on it, because if he gets another 40, 50-odd, could definitely be on the cards for sure. Just hope that he keeps playing, you know, at least 60-plus minutes. That's all. You just need that consistent minutes.
Yeah.
Next question... Sorry, I didn't have it ready. Next question. Nicara or Bateman looking for a long-term keeper that also covers the buys?
Still really like Nicara. Still like Johnny. We talked a little bit about him moving to the edge this week. Potentially that hurts his scores for Johnny. I guess Nicara doesn't have that problem. He got another 58 on the weekend, so... I guess that's the way I'd probably be leaning. He's a little bit cheaper as well, Nicara. So I think that's probably a little bit safer. But I think Johnny's also a solid shout.
Yeah, I think I agree. Nicara at the moment, just because of Bateman moving back to an edge, just Nicara seems safer, I guess. What do you think about Willison and Atkinson?
Willison
is one that we've definitely missed. He's gone up so much money, sure. And I've been kicking myself every time I look at his. He's still averaging like 40-odd. He's going to do some good things over Origin, so well done if you picked him up. Actually, loads of people picked him up. We just somehow missed it, but I think I'd be holding Willison. He's still going all right. Would I be looking to buy him at this point? Probably not. I think you probably missed the boat with him. He's already gone up like nearly 200K.
Yeah. Obviously, with the return of Haas, his scores have come back a bit, but Origin, you know, they lose Haas, they lose Carrigan. Someone's going to have to pick up the minutes through the middle. So, yeah, he's a fine hold. I think you could even hold him if he does have a bit of a dip in price just because he'll play through Origin.
It's not a bad shot. Yeah, he's going to be a nice number for you. Got a decent buy schedule, the Broncos as well. Atkinson, 230s, not bad. He's still, you know, he's still cheap, 264. He's going to be kind of one of the slow burns, I think. I'm just still a little bit hesitant with him, just with the, like, whatever's going on with Trindle. Like, when's he back?
Yeah.
He's been stood down, so it's kind of an indefinite thing. Maybe he's in this team long term, but I think even still, he's going to be a kind of slow burn. I'd be more willing to take a risk on one of these other cheap guys, like your whatever your halfback is now for the Rabbitohs or people like that versus him, I think.
Yep, fair. Next question from Isaac. Is Jerome Hughes worth holding for 2 to 3 weeks? Because he's, you know, out. Or sell? He has 19 trades remaining.
I don't mind holding him. Honestly, he's been pretty good, Jerome Hughes. Maybe have a look, I guess, how you're looking for your round 13 buy. If you're going to need that number anyway, and he's probably going to be a sell for you anyway, then I'd maybe trade him out. But I think he's, yeah, definitely a fine hold. We probably should have touched on him in our hold section. He's been pretty good.
Yeah, I guess the only issue is he doesn't play 13. Like, he could be out for the next 4 weeks because, obviously, yeah, 3 weeks from now, then it'll be the bye, and then he'll play round 14. So if you desperately need another number, I can imagine why you'd probably want to sell him. Makes sense. Especially at the price he's at, you know, 760K, you could definitely get a good gun into your team. So if you can't afford to have that many players out, sell him. Otherwise, not a terrible hold. It is quite a long time, though, that's all. Question from Cooper. Cleary or SJ to partner Hines?
Still pretty big on Cleary. I know he's going to probably only play the next 2 weeks. He's like a tricky one because he plays the Bulldogs this week. He could go out and score 100. I guess I've been saying that about him a lot this year. I think he's not someone you have to bring in. I think you're in a pretty happy spot if you've got him there like on your bench and you've been holding him for this amount of time or you've brought him in recently. But he'd be the way I'd go out of those two, I think. I don't know.
Cleary, yeah. I mean, if you had to trade Hughes this week, would you trade him to Cleary or Hines? Like, do you reckon that's worth the trade?
It is tricky. I think Hines, definitely. He's just like that locked captaincy option. He's probably killing you if you don't have him as the captain. Like, he turned up not last week, the week before. 72 again this week. He's going to be my captain again for the game against the Storm, I think. So I think on like no one else, I think, is really putting their hand up. I guess like maybe a Crichton or someone else is also doing some good things, but he's a locked in captain, so I think I'd be making that trade.
Yep, fair. Righto, last question. Is Wishart a buy for Pappenhausen?
Interesting, because he's cheap. He's just, you know, he's only got that short stint there in the halves.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be avoiding him. It's just not enough. It's not worth it for the trade to trade him back out.
And he's got a break even of 38 as well this week. So even if he does score a 50, he probably makes you 10K this week anyway, if that. And then you've got to hope that he gets two big scores in the following weeks just to make you some cash before he's out of the team or back to the bench again anyway.
Yeah, good shout.
I guess a player we haven't really spoken about that we don't really have many questions about, but I've seen some comments on our Instagram posts about him. Connor Watson. What's your take on him?
Yeah, I like him. It's good to see him back and hitting form, but yeah, it's just hard to know what's going to happen with this Roosters pack now.
Yeah, Radley's back there at lock.
Radley's back, yeah. Spencer Linu just like has me questioning things. So I'm hesitant in that respect.
Yeah. Great for draft. Love having him in draft. Especially picking up that 91 last week. I needed it when I was a player down. But classic at 670K. He's a bit too risky. Minutes will be up and down, fluctuating regularly, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yep. Needs more injuries.
Needs more injuries, yeah.
Oh, well. Righto, Josh. That's the pod for the week. Any imparting words?
Well, on that note, mate, yeah, maybe more injuries. That's what we want. Nah, just joking. But good luck this week. Get those pods in. Get those trades in. And hope you bring it.